you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here from the Red Hot Real Estate Group, your super real estate agent and licensed realtor with RE/MAX Results, Mimi Shoneman. Good morning, Miss Mimi.
Good morning, Michelle.
Hello, hello. Also here, Mr. Phil Olson, available from Amec Home Loans. Thank you for joining us, Phil.
Happy Mother's Day, ladies.
Thank you very much. Mimi, did you notice that he dressed up all snazzy for us on behalf of Mother's Day?
He looks like a Jolly Rancher.
Delicious. The only reds. The reds Jolly Rancher. So you
watermelon look, and grape.
You look delicious. Thank you very much, Phil. Real quick, let's do your MLS number. Get that out of the way right away.
MLS 238-103, branch NMLS 928-8590, and company NMLS 150953.
Now, I know we're going to cover a lot of great information today. You can always get the information by going to mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot. In the meantime, you can find Phil at callphilolson.com. And Mimi, your website again is?
MNRedHotRealEstate.com.
Now, I am very happy that you were able to make it in, Mimi, because you and I text each other during the week. So I know that you've been out there just buzzing around all over town. So if I had gotten a text message last night that said I'm just too busy closing deals and you couldn't make it into the show, I wouldn't have been surprised.
You're a very funny woman. No, we're just working. Just keeping it real and working.
Right.
Yep. So I want to talk to everybody real quickly about a really great event that's coming up next Saturday. It's the Animal Ark 3K Walk, and it's Saturday the 18th from 9 to 1 in Hastings. And we're going to be putting a link up on our show page about that. But we'd love it if you could walk, come out and hang out, or just maybe come out and support. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, Animal Ark, if you aren't familiar with it, it's a no-kill animal rescue facility. And they're going to have live music from Lukewarm and the Cool Hands. They're going to have food trucks, kid activities, a silent auction, and lots of vendors. Plus, I'm told there will be a free sampling from Spiral Brewery and Barefoot Wine. And they're also having a special of 25% off all adoptions, but that excludes the little bitty kitties and the little bitty puppies. So the deals are on the adults, and they're special too. So come on out and support us. We've got a link. You can donate if you can't make it, but we do hope that you'll help support this wonderful cause.
Yeah, definitely. Great since cause. They're a no-kill shelter, it's great for you to come out there and support them by adopting one of their vintage animals.
They exactly.
Need help too. I was very happy to get my vintage cat. So
there you
I agree.
Go. Mm-hmm. And it's a great thing. So well, I also want to tell everybody that you can text One Level Living to 651-226-2560. If you have a One Level Living that you're thinking that you need to sell because you need to move to a different type of facility, or if you're seeking One Level Living, send that text 651-226-2560 and we'll see if we can't make a match for you.
And I see over there in your hands also are things to consider when buying a home and things to consider when selling a home.
Absolutely. So we have these guides out quarterly. We also have them posted on our show page so you can download those quickly and easily. And let us know if we can help you with what your questions are once you get them.
Right. And so we encourage you to be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. And we have a list of things. I'm sorry, Mimi. Go
no,
ahead.
Mm-hmm. I just had this thought just for fun since it's Mother's Day. If you will call the show here today and just say, Phil looks pretty, I will donate $10 to Animal Ark for everybody who calls and says, Phil looks pretty today.
All right. The number again is 651-641-1071.
Matter of fact, Mimi, I'll double it.
Okay. Double
I will,
it.
I will match
show
it.
Off.
$10 apiece, $10 apiece to Animal Ark. All you have to do is call into the Red Hot Real Estate Show and say, Phil looks pretty. Our producer Hope is ready to take your calls at 651-641-1071. Let's see if we can make sure we keep producer Hope busy the whole show.
You have to say it to us out loud. We have to hear
we
it. You
hear
can't
it
just tell
day.
Hope.
Well, guess what? You're just going to keep a smile on my face the whole show.
Perfect.
You know, nothing better than to make you smile, Phil.
Yes. There you go.
All right. So, Phil, what are we talking about today?
Well, we're going to talk about it is specific scenarios that buyers and sellers commonly see themselves into. and they stress out about them.
Okay.
And they go, we can't do this. Well, Mimi and I, we think outside the box. And believe it or not, we probably have a solution for their problem. It may not be an immediate solution, but we'll have a solution for their problem. And we can walk them through this process and help them.
Which is good to know, because I know a lot of times you sit there and go, I'm not going to call because I've already figured out that they're not going to be able to help me. And so we want you to actually call in, get these questions answered. And I'm trying to like stay focused because I know the phones are already,
They're already ringing.
So real quick. Okay, we're going to get to all the serious stuff. Real quick, let's go to Joy. Joni, are you there?
I am indeed.
Joni, what would you like to say on the Red Hot Real Estate Show?
I want to say Phil looks pretty.
Yes,
awesome.
Boom, Joni.
Thank you very much, Joni. I appreciate you. We're going to give $20 to Animal Ark. Thanks to Joni. Carol, I know you're here as well. Carol, what would you like to say on the Red Hot Real Estate Show?
I also would like to say Phil looks pretty.
Thank you very much.
This might be the best day of my life.
While we have some other people calling to say Phil looks pretty at 651-641-1071, what's a good example of the kinds of questions that people call and ask Phil and Mimi and you go, all right, we can help you with that?
Okay, so one of the scenarios that we see is when somebody owns a house and their children are starting to get into college age. So the graduation parties are happening. They're fixed the house up so the house looks pretty so that they can have the grad party. And then first child heads off to college. And then they have a few more kids that are going to follow behind that in the next few years.
Okay.
And so I would say that when the first graduation party happens, you start to think, this house is starting to feel a little bit too big, but I'm not really sure what my options are. And so they're afraid. And a lot of times that's a great time for you to call us, talk to me, talk to Phil, and let's talk about what their options are.
Well, what are they afraid of though, Mimi?
Well, in my experience, they're afraid that, first of all, you know, what if they can't find anything that they like better? What if they can't find anything that's as affordable or more affordable than what they have? And maybe they don't know where they want to live. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are ready to retire. And maybe they think, well, should I stay here or should I follow my kids to where they're going to college? And so they're afraid of a lot of things.
Well, let's talk about the affordability piece real quickly. There are so many different mortgage products out there that I have that sometimes your range of payment can be as much as $200.
Right.
But the other thing is if people are in this position and they're thinking maybe we want to buy that home in a rural setting, say rural Minnesota, rural Wisconsin, all right, houses are a lot cheaper in rural settings. You can get a $100,000 home up in Brainerd. You can get that same $100,000 home well below Red Wing. Here in the metro right now, what do you guys think the median average house costs in the Twin Cities?
260.
I was going to say 275.
I was going to say 263.
Okay. All right.
That's at least the last stat that I saw.
Right.
All right. So they're afraid that it's not affordable. Okay. But sometimes they go, maybe I don't want to sell, but the house still doesn't meet my expectation. Well, there's an option for that too. They can do a home renovation loan of their house. They could do an addition to their house.
Right.
They can do a construction loan, or they could just do a cash out refinance and do the work all by themselves.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because I think that term right there is confusing for folks that aren't really, really familiar with refinance terms. So a cash out refi means what?
It means that you have at least an 80 or a 20 to 15% equity position in your home. So if your home, let's say your house is free and clear, let's say the value is $300,000. Well, you could take out $260,000 cash and you could put on a complete addition. You could bump out all the walls. You could completely reconfigure the roof. You can basically take this home and completely change it. That's your choice. All right. And for some people, they live in a neighborhood or their neighbors or whatever keeps them where they're at. They want to stay there because they feel that they won't be able to find what they want.
Perfect.
So there's choices.
Phil, that is a great answer, and I know that we have Kim on the line. She'd like to tell you something. Kim, thanks for calling the Red Hot Real Estate Show. What's your statement for Phil?
Phil is pretty. Oh, so pretty. Phil is pretty and pretty and wise.
Very well.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim. That was well-timed.
Awesome job.
That was well-timed. And we are going to now, we are up to four callers that called in and said that they want to tell you that you look pretty today. So we have four donations going to Animal Ark for their event that's coming up on May 18th. We're going to go to our first break. And Mimi, what are you going to cover when we get back?
Well, we're going to continue to expand on what that means to age in place and the things that you can do to your home to make sure that you can stay there if you wish, and other options if you don't.
And you can also call in and be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Again, the number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1, also available as a podcast at mytalk1071.com. Just use the keyword Red Hot. I'm Ms. Shannon. Mimi Shoneman is here. Also, Phil Olson, reminding you to go to their websites as well throughout the week. Or you can also email them. So the best way to email you, Mimi, is?
Mimi at mnredhotrealestate.com. Don't forget the MN.
Right.
A lot of people say, I sent you something. No, I didn't get it.
And so. Phil, yours is easy as well.
Phil at callphilolson.com, and that's O-L-S-O-N .com.
Gotcha.
So, we're going to talk a little bit more about the fears of people when they have a really nice big house. It's their life house. It's the house that they wanted for all of their life, and they finally have it, and now their children are, they're going. They're soon to be empty nesters, and there's a lot of emotion that goes on with that. You know, you've raised your family in this home. You've got a life built there. You've got a community there. So it is very fearful. And it's also when you've filled up a 4 to 5 bedroom house, it's a little daunting to think about having to downsize into a smaller space.
Right.
But it's also freeing, so you can get that boat that you've been wanting to have and travel
One
around.
One less room you have to, like, heat and keep track of.
There you go. And anyway, so you can, different options that you have available to you is to sell your home contingent on finding and closing on your next purchase. So you allow somebody to come in and make an offer on your house, and you stay there, and then you shop for a house. And so a lot of times, you know, if you're moving up or moving down, some people are motivated. You don't know why they would be motivated, but sometimes people will accept that type of situation.
Correct.
And so you can also buy first and then sell second. If you have enough equity in your home to pull that money out, you might be able to use a nice size down payment and move to the second home and then get your house ready for sale, because that is far less stressful situation. Phil?
Believe it or not, I've been doing a lot of those type of loans here lately. And the main reason that I'm helping my clients with this specific type of product is they're able to qualify for as little as 5% down.
Okay.
And guess what? That 5% could come from the equity of your current home, to where once you buy your next home, you then move into this home. And yes, you're going to have private mortgage insurance. We've talked about that before. But that consumer then can be put into a program that's called a recast and a re-amortization. And once they sell their home, they can take the money from the sale of their home. They can apply it to their new home loan, remove the PMI, drop their payment below the 20% level.
Okay.
That way the PMI drops off. And literally, it gives them the option of tailoring their mortgage payment based on the proceeds of that projected sale.
Gotcha.
And so we've had clients together, Phil, that yep. have done this exact scenario. And so let's give everybody kind of a vision of what that looked like. And so we have a young family. They've got several children, and they're in their first home, which is probably was a nicer home than most typical starter homes, but still under $300,000. And that house had, it wasn't in the school district that they wanted it to be in. And they'd completely outgrown it. When you walked in, it was very, very cluttered. And they had a very busy life going on with their family.
Right.
And so they wanted to do it, but they just didn't know how to do it. How in the world can we sell this house with all of this life that we have going on, sports and, you know, lessons and things like that, and busy careers? How do we do it? It's just the thought of it alone was enough to send them straight over the moon. And so we had a conversation, and they met with Phil, and Phil showed them how that they would be able to purchase first. It's a little scary. Everybody's scared about owning two houses. But in this market, if you have the financial wherewithal, and perhaps if you have some equity in your home, you can do it literally within 2 months. And Phil, most people don't even make a payment for 6 weeks.
Well, if you close, say, on the 15th, let's say we'll use 15th of June, your first mortgage payment would not be until August 1st.
Okay.
That's the way all mortgages work. They're always delayed by 30 days.
Because they prepay their taxes and insurance.
Well, they prepay their taxes and insurance, but your mortgage is always delayed by one additional month. Because when you sell, they're going to add that 1 month on it at the very, very end of the mortgage being paid off.
And so we could shop for a house in a very not panicky type of mode.
Okay.
It wasn't like, oh my goodness, we've sold our house, we've got to pick something. It's got to be now.
Right.
They were able to leisurely take their time and look at homes in the areas that they really wanted to live in and not feel the pressure of rushing, because they had a very sellable house. And so we got them into the first house, which they loved. And it met everything that they were looking for: size, neighborhood, schools, all of that good stuff. And then they were able to, at their leisure, fix the house up, go in, make some minor changes, paint, get it cute, get it staged, and then sell it, boom, for exactly what we listed it for.
I'm going to tell you a little statistic that I've seen here over the last, probably 6 months. I do lots of business, and right. I have had multiple clients that have employed this strategy. And if their house is below $350,000, there's not one of my clients that did not get their house sold in less than 2 weeks. Now, 2 weeks, I would tell you 90% of them had their house sold within 3 to 4 days.
Okay. All right. So there are lots of things that you can do out there to help people get a yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, if this is your scenario or someone you know, have them call us. It doesn't hurt to have a conversation about it to explore what the options are.
And we encourage you to be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show at 651-641-1071. We've been talking about how you can actually get your potential no in your head to a yes, courtesy of Phil Olson and Mimi Shoneman. We're going to go to the phones now. So, Scott, thank you very much for calling the Red Hot Real Estate Show. What's your question?
Yeah, my wife and I are going to be moving to Venice, Florida in June of 2020 for obvious reasons.
And, nice place.
And, what's that?
I said that's a nice place.
Oh, it's beautiful there. We've vacationed there for the last 5 years, so it's home. So my question is, since we're moving in June of 2020, when should we start putting the house on the market?
Well, just tell me what city you live in.
Shakopee.
Okay. I would suggest that there's an opportunity for you to put your house on the market now and do what's called a rent back. And perhaps somebody who's wanting to live in Shakopee might be able to grant you the permission to live in your house as long as you need. There might also be some pre-marketing opportunities for you. But in a traditional market, if you're going to sell June of 2020, I would suggest that you start to prepare the clutter and get ready for painting, and then possibly put the house on the market around March.
I would agree with that. Yeah, March 2020.
Pardon me?
That's what we were thinking as well, March.
Yeah. You know, it depends on what March. This March was everybody who had been pent up with demand because of the February that we had. So it was an extraordinarily busy March, probably the busiest I've ever seen. And maybe next year will be the same. But typically, Super Bowl weekend is when our spring market actually kicks off here in the cities.
Okay. So, well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. We're jealous you get to go to Florida, just so you know.
Well, we're going to go in July, so it's going to be hot.
You got a spare bedroom over there?
I think we do.
Would you like to tell Philly looks pretty?
Yeah, and a waiting list.
Well, tell Phil he looks pretty so we can give some more money to Animal Arc.
Yes. Well, thank you for taking my
He's
call.
He's not having it. All right, that's okay.
But we did have some people who were willing to call in and say, Phil looks pretty. So we'll be doing that when we get back. You can call in and tell Phil he looks pretty, and we'll make a donation of $20 to Animal Ark and the fantastic event that they have coming back. We're also going to cover some more information about what's going on in the real estate market, right?
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about those of you who have college students that are heading off to college and what your thoughts are. And we'd love to hear your questions about that process.
Yes. So call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Also available at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Ms. Shannon. Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group is here. Also, Phil Olson. You can find him at CallPhilOlson.com. We've been talking, answering some questions about how you can navigate some, what you might have thought would have been a no in the real estate market. You can sit there and get a yes, courtesy of our friend Phil and Mimi.
Yes. And so we do want to just wish all of our listeners a very, very happy Mother's Day. And Phil's got a special shout out.
I'd like to wish happy Mother's Day to the greatest mom out there, Lisa, the mother of my two boys. And I want you to have a wonderful day.
Aw, that's perfect. He's big, squishy. Absolutely perfect. And we also want to encourage, he is not only squishy, he is pretty. And we are encouraging people to call in today to the Red Hot Real Estate Show and say, Phil looks pretty. And if you do that, you are supporting a great event and a great organization, Animal Ark, right, Mimi?
Well, next weekend on Saturday, the Animal Ark is having a 3K walk in Hastings from 9 to 1, and they've got all kinds of great things going on. We've got a link posted on our show page, but you definitely want to at least check it out. Animal Ark's fantastic. They are a no-kill shelter, and I really believe in that very strongly. And so today, Phil's dressed up like a candy cane, bright spring colors. And so we thought, we'll just raise some money for Animal Ark. All you have to do is call here and say on the air, Phil looks pretty, and we'll donate $10, and Phil will match that. And so, easy way to make money for our friends at Animal Ark.
Yeah, so you can call in and say, Phil looks pretty, or you can call in with any of your general real estate or mortgage questions and get some advice from our experts at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071.
So, Phil, I think that a lot of times when folks have kids that are coming out of the house and it's soon to be an empty nesters. One of the things that I found with the investors that I've worked with that I think is super savvy is when they actually buy an investment property in the college town where their child is going to school. You're going to pay housing costs there anyway. You're going to pay for dorms. So maybe you want to let them live in the dorm for the first year and get the lay of the land and make some friends in the dorm. But then take that year when you're going to visit them and look for property. There's all kinds of opportunities out there.
I've done this multiple times. I actually have one client. They bought, it is a 3-bedroom home here near the University of Minnesota. They've got 7 students living in there, all right, and they're cash flowing so well on the property, it's almost covering all the tuition along with the room and board, along with the mortgage. It's almost covering all their tuition for their son.
That is amazing. And so if that is something that you're thinking about, we would love to be able to connect you with realtors outside of the Twin Cities area in the college town where your child will be going to school, and we'll vet them and make sure they're knowledgeable about the area that you're looking. And we can help you find property here in the Twin Cities and also Western Wisconsin. All you have to do is call.
Now, one of the things you'd want to know is if you're going to buy an investment property is there are some minimum down payment requirements. And you're frequently looking at either 20 or 25%. 20% gets you in the game, depending on the type of property. 25% is actually, down payment-wise, is going to get you a much better interest rate, lower points, lower closing costs. And that's normally the way I would structure the deal. Now, once you start dabbling into what's called triplexes and quads,
okay,
those are three unit properties and 4-unit properties. There's even a larger down payment requirement required on those properties.
Well, so, Phil, so you have to be 18 years old to buy property in Minnesota.
Correct. And have a job.
Okay. Okay. So could the student be on the mortgage?
Sure.
And possibly then it would just be a second home or a first home, first time home buyer.
guess what? That 19-year-old, going back to the example of that client I had that was 19, you have to have a 2-year experience. Well, this person started working for the company at the age of 15 part-time.
Okay.
Got promoted 3 times, then went full-time when he was 17 or just turned 18. So he had a 4-year history, and he was able to buy that house, and he had excellent income based on the fact that he got promoted multiple times while working for the same company. So in that situation, could students buy a house? I would say it would really depend on how much student loans they currently have. Maybe they don't have any student loans, but that can definitely basically be a hindrance to somebody getting a mortgage.
But what if mom and dad were just co-buyers and they wanted son or daughter to be on with them, but the son and daughter was the part that qualified them for the first-time homebuyer money? Would that work?
You can buy a duplex. You can buy a single family with Minnesota Housing. And yes, you can have what's called a non-occupant co-signer on that mortgage. And when they won't be on the mortgage, they'll be on the note. So mom and dad would not be legally responsible for the mortgage payment.
Okay.
If the mortgage payment went into default, mom and dad would not be responsible for that.
Wow.
All right. Mm-hmm. So in that scenario, we're no longer an investment property. Because the son is going to live in the home, it would be considered his primary residence, which means you get preferential pricing, down payment assistance, and all that with that type of scenario.
Oh, so I think that's a great opportunity for folks to explore. If you've got kids that are getting ready to go to college or they're already there and you're thinking those housing costs are just outrageous, no return on investment, have a conversation with Phil and he can maybe open you up to a lot of different scenarios that might work for you.
Which is a great reason why you call a mortgage expert like Phil Olson. And we do have a caller on the line. Maya, we're going to come to you with your question. But first, I want to go to line 2. Diana, you had something to say to Phil?
Hello, Diana.
Hi. Good morning. I just want to tell you guys that Phil looks pretty.
Oh, thank you,
thank
Diana.
Thank you.
Awesome.
And it was just that easy. Another $20 going to Animal Ark and the great event that they have going on next weekend. And Maya, you called into the Red Hot Real Estate Show. What's your question for Phil and Mimi?
Hey, Maya.
Hi, Maya.
Oh, hey. Good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. And Phil looks pretty.
All right.
Awesome.
My question for the team is, so my husband and I bought our house in Lakeville about almost 7 years ago. We locked in at 3.375%, and it was under an FHA loan. And we swear up and down to you that when we signed our closing papers in order to get the mortgage insurance off, all we had to do was call the bank after we hit that 5-year mark. And I did that, but then they started talking about this debt to ratio or 70-20 or 70-30 thing. And I'm just wondering, like, did we not get informed of all that little stuff? Or maybe we were just happy to hear about the 5-year and call the bank and tell them to take the mortgage insurance off.
What I would tell you first off is you should call the servicing division for your mortgage company. Secondly, I would recommend that you call me Monday or Tuesday and let me get all your information concerning your specific transaction, because I'd want to run the numbers to see if it even makes sense. Because currently, if you're in a 30-year fixed rate mortgage at 3.375%, that is a smoking rate. You're not going to be close to that. But the downside is that PMI that you're paying, and I don't know what the price of your house was, could be really, really expensive. And you're literally throwing that away every month. Now, FHA did make a change, and I believe that change was made about 3.5 or 4 years ago, where the FHA PMI will stay on the life of the loan, and it will stay constant for the first 10 years. And then after that, it will slowly go away over the remaining 20 years. But if I look at what you're paying in PMI over all those years, depending on how long you plan on living there, it mm-hmm. might behoove you to move to a different mortgage product. And mm-hmm. if we did move to a different mortgage product, I would challenge you to look at a 20-year fixed rate mortgage or a 15-year fixed rate mortgage. And that in itself would literally wipe away probably about $100,000 to $150,000 in interest that you would pay to that specific servicer.
Okay. All right. Wonderful.
For me to give you a hard answer, though, I'd really have to look at your situation and diagnose it. Like I've said on the show before, every situation's a puzzle. I love puzzles like this. Call me. Would be glad to look at it.
And Maya, we're going to let our producer take your information, Hope, and get that back to Phil.
Awesome. Thanks everyone. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
We always encourage you to be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. The number again is 651-641-1071. You can get your question answered just like Maya. Now you can also call in and say, Phil looks pretty, and get some money donated to Animal Ark and the great event that they have coming up very, very soon. Mimi, what else do we need to cover before we go to our next break? Because we have a couple of minutes.
Phil, I think we should talk about people who own starter homes that they purchased maybe 4 or so years ago as singles with no children. Mm-hmm. And now they've got a family and the house feels like it's, you know, exploded. They've got no room to move or shake. So we're going to talk about some of your concerns with if that is you and some of the opportunities that you have if you're in that scenario.
Well, believe it or not, I mean, in that scenario, they're not considered a first-time home buyer, but they could be under what's called the step-up program. So let me give you an example. You bought a house, you bought it at the high of the market. Maybe you don't have a lot of equity. Maybe you don't have a lot of money in the bank. Believe it or not, there is a program out there called the Step Up Program through Minnesota Housing with a cap of income. I believe it's $144,000. So as long as your income isn't greater than a combined family income of $144,000, you could qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance that would have to be paid back. Now, those programs can either be, that's a straight conventional program.
Okay.
And along with that program, you could also, do an add-on to it under what's called HAF.
Okay.
To where they would not even have to pay mortgage insurance either. Okay. Now, of course, it's a higher rate, but your payment would be less.
Okay.
Now, most people, when they're thinking about upsizing, okay, normally, though, they will have a nice equity position in their home. So that would tell me to begin to believe that we're going to put at least 3.5% down. Most people are going to want to go conventional with 5% down.
Right.
And as we've talked about, the more skin into the game, the lower the interest rate, the lower the private mortgage insurance. And my job is not to just give you one product, guys.
Right.
I've talked about this many times. When I sit down with clients, I analyze their situation, and I'm going to look at every single different product. And then I'm going to present them to that client so that way they ultimately can make that decision. With the understanding, Phil Olson's always going to tell them which program is going to get you your biggest bang for your buck. And that's really what my job is to come down, is to drive down cost to make their house more affordable. And if that means helping them with insurance, helping them get better PMI, improving their credit score so they can get a lower interest rate or lower PMI, that's what I'm about. I'm not just the person you sit down, you meet with me for 15 minutes, and here you go. This is what we can do. That's not how I operate.
Well, I think that's amazing, Phil. And I think when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the details of the Step Up program.
And we'll have your questions answered at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us for the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on MyTalk 1071, also available at MyTalk1071.com. Mimi Shoneman from the RE/MAX Results, also Phil Olson from Amec Home Loans. We've been covering some information on maybe slightly different scenarios where you're going, this is clearly going to be a no. And then Mimi and Phil can tell you how it's like, no, this is actually going to be a yes.
You know, you don't take no the first time. You at least try and challenge it and see if there's other options. But I do want to say that this has been like the most fun show I've had in forever. Thank you, listeners. Thank you.
I've had a smile on my face the whole show.
And I'd like to say Phil's blushing, but he's not. and if he was,
it's just his bright shirt.
You couldn't see it past that fuchsia shirt you have on. But Animal Ark's having their walk next week, and we're fundraising for them right here in the show today. So if you call in and you tell Phil looks pretty, then we're going to donate $20 to Animal Ark for their walk next week. next week, and we've got links posted, so we hope you'll come out and support the cause.
Perfect.
Great cause.
And the number again is 651-641-1071. We can take Phil Looks Pretty calls and also your questions for Mimi and Phil.
So, Phil, tell everybody, let's go deeper into the Step Up program and who would be a good fit for that program.
That is a great fit. It is a conventional loan product. Okay. So you do have to have good credit. Okay. Minimum is a 680 credit score or above. All right. Your income, combined family income, can be no greater than it is $144,000. It's $140,000 or $141,000, $144,000. And this consumer can have no more than $8,000 in their bank accounts after they close on the transaction. So for a consumer that has $50,000 in the bank, this is not the program for them, unless I suppose they waited like 3 months to buy, they took all their money out of the bank, and then they came to the loan officer with a bank statement only showing $8,000.
When you say money in the bank, you mean checking and savings accounts. What about IRAs and retirement accounts?
Retirement accounts, IRAs, stocks and bonds, they do not count.
Okay.
We're talking cash in the bank.
Gotcha.
But I just helped this client out here recently. She had like $13,000. She was buying like a $300,000 home. And she was going, Phil, you're going to wipe me out. Well, I wasn't trying to wipe her out. I was trying to get her, you know, into a 5% down program.
Right.
And she's going, I won't have any money left over. And I want to buy some new appliances. And I want to paint. And I want to do these types of things. And she goes, I know there's no such thing as a first-time home buyer program because I just sold my house. And that's when I came back to her and I said, there are first-time home buyer programs, even when you sold a house
okay.
that you qualify for, and so many people don't know about it.
So the opportunities out there is, for instance, you could sell your home contingent on finding and closing on another home.
Sure.
Right? You could actually purchase after the sale and make that contingent on their offer closing.
Correct.
Okay. And you could take additional equity and purchase an investment property in a college area, and that could be used as a long-term savings plan for your children.
We do it all the time.
So I think that there's a lot of life lessons that can be had when you talk about buying investment property for your college-age children.
There are so many investment opportunities, folks, out there when it's dealing with real estate and mortgage. And if you're not utilizing those to create more wealth, you're actually hurting yourself. And exactly. Having a conversation with a professional real estate agent such as Mimi, or having a conversation with myself, we're not going to be pushy. But I am going to challenge you. I am going to ask you short-term and long-term goals. And then I'm going to present you options that you may not have ever thought of before or did not even know existed.
Well, those sound like scary options when people are talking to you. So how do you, you know, squash those fears?
Be specific. What do you mean?
When, you know, if you're sitting there going, okay, I'm gonna buy another property. You know, what happens if things don't go well? Are there, you know, when I start thinking about all of the things that, you know, paralyze us from a position of how am I going to cover this? Why do other people do it? What, you know, makes me the person that can have an investment property? How do you target those things in my makeup that make me good for the kind of property?
Well, I say it's all about control.
Okay.
Okay. So in my mind right now here in the Twin Cities, if you don't own a property, you don't have any control over your life.
Okay.
The rents are skyrocketing. I'd say the average is $1,500 and higher. There's no control there. You can find a $200,000-some house for a less payment. Correct, Phil?
Absolutely.
All day long. And the beautiful thing about that is that stays forever. You have control over that. You can have renters in your own house. You can have roommates. You know, maybe your landlord won't let you have another tenant or a roommate. Maybe it's a certain number of adults that can live in a space.
Right.
There's no control there.
How about you want to have dogs, cats, you want to have birds, you want to have a backyard. You get none of that in a rental position. Now, maybe if you're renting a house,
okay,
you might get that. But if you're in an apartment complex, there are restrictions. Every apartment complex has different restrictions. So, you know, getting into real estate is not scary. And I don't want people to feel it's scary, and it's not stressful if you're working with the right people that are going to present you all your options. And guess what? Mimi and I do it so much that we make it fun and easy.
Right.
Matter of fact, people might even see me come to the closing with my purple
your future,
pants.
Your
So
okay. I love it.
I know.
I love it.
But in all seriousness, this is going to sound flip, but I don't mean it to be at all. Go and play Monopoly one more time. If you have not played Monopoly in a long, long time since you were a kid, that will refresh you and show you exactly how you can build wealth with real estate.
Okay.
It's that simple. And you've got to pay rent somewhere. Why not pay your own rent? And the same thing, too, with these college students. I tell you, I think that is so brilliant. And the college student learns how to take care of a property. They learn how to manage people. They learn how to keep things up. They learn how to pay bills on time and the importance of credit. All of those things are wonderful life lessons that I think that a lot of people don't experience until they get way up into their 20s. And how wonderful will it be to start as a teenager?
And how about getting that additional revenue that can then help you pay those student loans off much quicker? All right. That's what real estate can do for you. You have your son or your daughter go through college 4 years. And guess what? Maybe after the 4 year period, you're going, the gig is up.
Right.
Now we sell the house. And guess what? Now we make $50,000 on the sale of the home. And now we take that $50,000 and now our son or daughter doesn't have any more student loan debt.
Yeah. So wonderful opportunities for all of our listeners out there. And we thank you so much for making this such an enjoyable show and raising some money for Animal Ark. And I'm going to put one more out there. Phil, you look pretty.
Thank you.
You do look pretty.
Awesome.
You're also easy to find. You can go to their Phil's website at callphilolson.com. You can call or text Mimi at 651-226-2560. And you can find us at mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Have a fabulous Sunday.